Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Real talk.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Well,
welcome to you. Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Are you sipping on anything?
Yeah,
tonight?
I made an Aperol spritz earlier, and then I ran out of Aperol, and I've been making these like sleepy time mocktails.
Yeah,
with tart cherry juice in them.
Okay. Yeah,
and so I added tart cherry juice to my champagne.
The coloring is nice.
Yeah,
is it good? Is it good?
It's fine. It's not great. Aperol spritz is better, and as are my sleepy time mocktails.
Is that pebble ice?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pebble ice machine?
I do.
Did I not know that?
You must not have, but it's been here since you've been at my house. Yeah. I'm sure I served you a drink with it. I don't know.
Sure
maybe we
did
just
too.
Did wine.
Yeah.
No, we did. Leah sent Mad Woman when you were
and
here.
And we did it on pebble ice.
I'm sure we did.
We must have. Do you remember our cold plunge?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So Colleen came here in March. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was March 17th and 18th because St. Patty's Day and my cousin's birthday for the Eras tour.
Yep.
And you were training for your run and your half marathon, 14 miler. I think you had 6 miles or something that you were supposed to do that day.
Yeah,
when you were
I was
here.
Just on your tread.
You're on the tread, but then we knew that we were going to be standing and like walking and dancing. And mm-hmm. I said, we got to get your legs in proper shape after running 6 miles. We can't have your legs be tired and achy tonight.
No.
So we went and did my pool, which I don't know how cold that was, but in March,
freezing.
It's cold. Yeah, it was probably 50 degrees or something.
A legit cold plunge.
Yes. And we tried to record it. But instead, I think it must be because I was wearing my watch. That's the only thing I can guess because it was recording and you can see me like move away from the phone. So it's not something I'm pushing on the phone, but we basically missed the entire plunge. I got 10 seconds of it.
Yeah.
So it must be like
it's
once
seared
my watch went in the water.
The playback is pretty strong in my mind.
But how did you feel after? During, awful. After, glorious.
I don't think cold plunges are for me. That one worked. But the juice is worth the squeeze, and yet the squeeze is just too psychologically big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me.
I'm not gonna squeeze it. Mm-hmm.
It's top of my mind because the thing that we're doing today, do you want to explain it?
So we were trying to decide, well, first of all, Happy New Year, and what are you drinking? You're drinking some white wine?
Champagne.
Nice. Oh, great. Yeah.
Some bubbles.
It's yeah. The new well, year. You've been in celebration mode and it's the new year.
Yes.
So anyway, we were talking about like, what do we bring to you guys today? Going back and forth. And there's this trend that I first saw on TikTok, but it's also now, as is always the case, makes its way over to Instagram. And the idea is like minor things that have changed your life.
Yeah.
You know? Like
minor things that were major,
minor things that feel major. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 2023. Yeah. So there's some people are like waking up at 5 a.m. The one that I saw on Instagram that I sent you was from Melissa. She's the author and like creator of the Whole 30.
Yeah.
One of hers was lube, which I thought was brilliant.
Oh, very funny.
You know, she's in her 40s.
Yeah.
And like things, and she said, this is not a moral or bodily failure. Sometimes you just need lube. And she said, tip, get a travel size as well. And I thought, good for you having sex. Yeah. She's a newlywed, you know.
Oh, is she?
She doesn't have a little kid. Yeah, she's remarried. probably been like a couple years now, but I feel like that's still newlywed and they don't have kids. So, well, she has a son from her previous marriage. Anyway, the point is they're having a lot of sex. Good for them.
And good for them.
And I thought,
good for them.
One day we'll get there. Today is not that day, but one day we'll get there. One day. A lot of sex, hopefully. Yeah.
How was your date night the other night?
Well, let me tell you. Okay, so we went out. When we do date nights, we usually like to do something. Like a nice dinner is nice, but we like to watch sports or like be active, you know,
side by side, not face to face. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's probably more for John because I am a deep talker and like, you know, thinking about the world and its meaning and how it started and all of the shit. Yeah, and he's just like,
doesn't need to be that heavy.
Pointer, like, you know? So, but we went to sports bar. We went out on Thursday night football. And there was a guy at the bar. And I like, we always sit at the bar if we can. Mm-hmm. I like talking to other people at the bar, but I don't want it to be like the only thing that we do.
Right.
And this guy, that's it. There was no like warming up. There was no a little bit of here and then we get back. It was like once we started talking,
oh, no.
It was nonstop. Full on. Nonstop.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a regular at the place. And maybe he was just like a lonely dude. I don't know. Just wanted to talk. So anyway,
yeah.
We ended up leaving about halftime of the game because my aunt and uncle were hosting. There was a bowl game last night, Arizona's bowl game. And we had said we weren't going to be able to make it because of date night because it was the only night that our babysitter could watch the kids that week.
Yeah.
And we ended up being like halfway through at halftime. We're like, hey,
let's go do that thing.
Abort mission because
this ain't.
We're not connecting
this isn't
here.
Fun.
You know?
Yeah.
So we went over there and that was fun. It was good to hang out with them. So it was good, you know, but we'll have to do a redo.
Yeah, not and fully the date night
sometimes,
experience. Yeah.
Sometimes that happens, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a lot of connection. I was trying to talk to him about some stuff. We got a little bit of talking, maybe like 25 minutes before that guy then commandeered. And it was like we were on a threesome situation.
If I get someone who's locked in talking to me and it's a total stranger and they're locked in like that, like I'm okay with pleasantries. I'm
all
okay
right.
with
yeah,
slight.
Here and there. Mm-hmm.
But if it's full blown, no, I gotta go.
Oh man.
I gotta go. It's a
pet
peeve.
He kept drinking, he kept doing shots.
Oh no.
He was like drinking a beer and then he'd do shots. And so he was getting more drunk, you know?
No, thanks.
Yeah. So then you lose he was very nice, but you lose the awareness.
Yeah.
And you don't really have a pulse on like, are other people enjoying this conversation? You know?
Right. Right.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast because not that he would, but I told him I was a life coach and he said, I want to get your contact. He goes, do you have a business card? I want to get my daughter in touch with you. And I was like, I don't, you know, most people do it on Instagram. So he took a picture of my Instagram handle on his phone.
Yeah.
So
here we are.
But his daughter has a 6-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy, which is exactly what we have.
Mirror image.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe he's listening. Likely not, but he could be.
It's a dice roll. This is where we're in.
Right. Yeah.
So back to the thing we're doing today. The other thing she had on her list was a cold plunge. And I thought, where are you cold plunging? Did she say, did she go into detail of
where she
had one installed or what?
She said her husband was sent one for like influencer purposes so that he could create some content with it. But she also got to use it. And she said it has like its own filtration system, its own cooling system. So it's like temperature regulated. And she said it's in the garage now, but we had it on the back porch all summer. And they used it all summer long.
And it's just a freezing little hole.
Right. Yeah. I've thought about getting one, but we have a pool, which like for 9 months out of the year isn't quite cold plunge, but like it's feels like it, you know?
Do you
like
cold plunge?
Is supposed to be really cold. I do when I'm running.
Yeah.
But I usually only go up into my waist and the actual benefits of cold plunge, the majority of them happen on your chest.
Oh, is that
or
right?
Your face, but I don't usually get my face.
For the heart?
My lashes
Why
my
is
hair.
That?
I don't know. Chest and face is supposed to have the most like nervous system healing repairing
Impact.
Properties apparently something I don't know yeah
fascinating
so they even say putting your bolt you can have similar effects if you don't want a cold plunge by submerging your face in a bowl of ice water. And then you would like have to come up to breathe. But like, you know, there is people that do that kind of thing. It's not going to be me.
But a face plunge.
Yes, a face plunge.
Should we do that in California? Just here I am saying I won't, but let's do it.
No.
The two of us. No. Who are you going to face plunge with?
Okay, but, well, I wasn't planning on ever face plunging.
Yeah, that's not, the thing. It's going to be great.
Okay, but then my thought is you are a low maintenance person. I am high maintenance.
We face plunge in the morning.
You do have thick, curly hair that takes time.
Just the face, not the whole head.
Okay. Okay. Are you packing a big bowl? Where are we going to get a big bowl in LA?
Figure it out.
But I have eyelashes. I wear fake eyelashes. Oh. And I like to just apply them before I go on a trip. And then I don't have to worry about my eyelashes or my face.
There's other considerations here for
you. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We could potentially do it like Monday morning on the way out of town if you're really dead set on it.
I don't know. Just
we're going
sudden,
to the game, guys.
Talk.
We're going to meet Taylor Swift on Sunday.
And Travis.
And Travis. Yeah.
They're totally going to spot us out of a crowd and...
Yeah. And so I want to be looking my best.
To hang out after. So yeah, probably shouldn't, knowing what we have planned.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll probably be on our Instagram soon.
Oh, no doubt.
And his.
Backstage
we'll be on
the of
New
the
Heights
Eras.
Podcast. He'll be mm-hmm. talking about us.
Yeah.
Like these amazing girls
that we
Taylor
picked out of a crowd.
So much.
Yeah.
She spotted us.
You know what's going to help her spot screen. Us? A radiant face plunged face. That's how we're going to shine, baby. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe we should face plunge at the game, try to get on the big screen. Yes. And she'll say, these people take things seriously.
Yeah.
I want to know them.
We face plunge
for you,
Taylor. What
if she wrote a song about us?
The face plungers?
Just anything.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So I bought us shirts. Colleen found a good, I bought us nice shirts.
That's so amazing.
Have you seen the Abercrombie & Fitch NFL gear?
No.
I don't know if they're nice, but people talk about it. And I've wanted one for a while, but the Packers ones are ugly.
Yeah.
But they say, like on TikTok, how soft the fabric is and how great they are. And they're like cozy. And so I went on there the other day and I was deciding like, do we do it? Because they say they're crew sweatshirts. I'm like, is it going to be hot? But then all the reviews say, this isn't really sweatshirt. It's like, you know, thin material. And I'm like, okay, that might be perfect.
Yeah, we could like roll up the sleeves.
But I thought like, we should match. That feels appropriate.
That does feel appropriate.
We'll have to get t-shirts or something for underneath. But I looked for hours the other day and ultimately I ended up deciding I'm going to do the Abercrombie. Because I know they'll get here in time.
Wait.
I think they're really cute. Yes. I think they'll last. And we are now in Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you'll wear it again. I'll wear it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like the right move.
I'm
I ordered
so
a couple of things on Amazon.
This.
So we'll see if those are, you know,
the winner.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the Abercrombie is going to be the home run.
Good job.
So we got some Chiefs. They're gray. I wanted red, but they're gray.
Well, good. Because you know, I got, I don't want to spoil. I got you for your birthday. Not something to wear for the game. Just something to have.
Okay.
Just something to have. So this is perfect.
Yeah. Okay, good.
No, this is great. Because you're going to have something to wear in Cali.
Oh.
Like, it's okay. Well, it's red.
Okay.
And it's different than what you bought. And it's not for the game. It is just for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
But this is, so I'm smiling.
I
have a
wear
smile.
It under the shirt at the
No, because it's
it's not that.
It's a sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
So you'd be real hot.
Wait, so but is it truly not for the game? Like
Correct.
You didn't, or did you buy it for the game?
No, it's truly not for the game.
Good,
it's
good,
for
good,
like
good.
The so morning, like going down the hotel to get coffee, breakfast.
Nice.
Like
yeah.
it's for home.
Yeah.
Like it's not cute for a game. What you bought is cute for a game. This is cute.
Yeah, it's going to be cute.
For
yeah.
around the house.
Yeah, you're going to be really excited. I'm very excited.
Me too. Me too.
So now we just need to book our hotel. We need to know where we're staying.
Now we need to book the rest. But we're going to look fresh.
We're going to look fresh. We're going to feel fresh.
And we're going to feel fresh. Listen up. I love HelloFresh, one of our favorite partners on the pod. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm fresh ingredients and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food. So, you've resolved to actually sit down and eat dinner around the table, but what do you do about those nights when your schedule is packed? Turn to HelloFresh's lineup of quick and easy meals, including their 15-minute recipes designed to help minimize mealtime stress. I love not only getting their HelloFreshes for dinners, but picking out things that I want for lunch, working from home, right? And then I make it, and then I have enough for like two, sometimes even three lunches for myself. I've done these 15-minute recipes, love them, and love having dinner time dialed in, everything I need, all in one spot, easy to follow recipes, save the stress, get HelloFresh.
Go to HelloFresh.com/sipfree and use code SIPFREE for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life. What the heck? At HelloFresh.com/sipfree with code SIPFREE. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. All right. I think you probably nailed this because as I was thinking about my things, I feel like, and as I was watching this trend take off, I was thinking, man, I don't know if I have any of these. So I'm going to like rapid fire.
Okay.
But I don't know if I nailed this.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Skincare. I've been into skincare for a couple of years, but I am deep in the trenches. It's almost like I'm a dermatologist. In the same way that I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
I am also now a dermatologist / esthetician.
You but it's one of take the on most, just professions. Like
I do.
Yes, you do.
I embody them. Yes, I'm very unqualified in all of the things, and I have no issue, you know, doling out advice. But I love skincare. I'm up to probably now. I do my double cleanse oil, water-based. I have three toners that I use and patent to my face now. I've got a couple serums, and I rotate between. And then I go into my moisturizer, usually end with a mask or oil. I've got eye cream. It's like a 10-step situation, and it is
okay.
Glorious.
You love it.
Glory. I love it so much.
How are you liking? So I've been following Emily Morrow per your recommendation.
Yep. Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm. And someone messaged us asking, how are you liking the Merit makeup?
I love the Merit makeup. If you are a high coverage girly, Merit makeup will definitely let you down.
Yeah.
Emily Morrow also says that Merit is not the cleanest brand. Even though it has like the clean label, but I love it because it's a very sheer coverage. It's very glowy, dewy, luminous, and sheer. And that's my jam.
Someone asked how it compared to something, and I can't remember what it was, but must have
like
been.
Like skincare or makeup?
Makeup. I'll find it. How are you liking? So the other thing she talks about a lot is the Clear Stem. And I know you just got an affiliate with them. I saw in your stories. Are you loving it?
Yes, but I'm being apprehensive to go all in and say how amazing it is until I have a little more time under my belt because I did that with Herbal Face Food.
Yeah.
And Herbal Face Food would be on this list if it wasn't now in the question box. So I don't know for sure that that was the culprit of my acne, but it could be.
Yeah.
It just lines up time-wise with when I started and when the acne really
Well, you're being
started.
Honest about it, which is great.
So I felt like I went hard in the paint for Herbal Face Food. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, but if it fucked up my skin and I repped this so hard, all these other people bought it, am I going to fuck up their skin? You know? So it's like, I'm loving Clear Stem. My skin looks completely different than it did a month ago. And Emily Morrow does have a bunch of evidence to say from a bunch of people that it's so adorable face food. So I've just not been like screaming from the rooftops about it because I want to just make sure.
You got to see it through.
I'll probably use it at least for 30 days and see before I really like.
Yeah.
Everyone was asking. So that's why I talked about it.
Yeah. Well, the way, because I, you know, she does a lot of stories kind of every day.
A lot. Yeah.
And so you see something enough times and I'm like, okay, wow.
It seems very convincing.
I'm very convinced. But I'm not going to buy it yet knowing that you're trying it to see how it goes.
Yeah. So I'll keep you guys posted. But skincare.
Yep.
Two, pre-adhesive lashes. I've been wearing DIY lashes for a long, started that in 2020 as well. But I have since found, I get them on Amazon. I've talked about them here on Favorites, but now I'm trying other brands. But I look for like pre-glued lashes where you literally take them off the package and put them on your eye. Yeah. So fat. They don't last as long. They're not, I'm not getting a week out of them, but I'm getting 4 to 5 days and they're cheap as hell. And they are very quick to apply, just effortless. So these pre-adhesive lashes, primo. Press-on nails. That was a big thing for me this year. I got back to press-on nails. I'm since, like 2 weeks ago or whatever, I moved back to dip. I'm going back to press-ons. I don't like it. I don't like the price. A dip manicure is $60.
Oh,
Gag me. What the hell? Are you kidding me? So no thank you. I don't like having to go every couple weeks. I don't like having to spend that much money. I don't like really any, I don't even really like the way they look. I don't like anything about it. So press-on nails are the jam. Aftershocks earphones. I have tried every, and I'm sure I've brought these as a favorite before.
I don't know if you have.
Okay. So you've seen the earbuds that I wear or with the thing that I wear. So I have small ears, but also, so all buds fall out, but especially if I'm working out and I'm sweating, I just hate messing with my earbuds.
Yeah.
It's so irritating, especially when you're like running and like you're just, I'll have to take it out and I'll like try to dry my ear off with my shirt.
Trying to fidget with stuff when you're in a workout of any kind is 10 out of 10 annoying. Yep.
Yes. But then if I get the over ear ones, then they're too hot.
They're like very
the big,
hot.
You know, I don't like them. So then I'm sweating there. Found these ones that are called aftershocks and they go on the out, they go around your head. They're wireless, they're Bluetooth. But they go on the outside of your ear and it's something about the vibration or the way that it, so nothing actually goes in your ear and it's like a, kind of like a clip.
Oh.
It, I don't know how to explain it. Like it sits over your ear and it goes right in front. Anyway, I just bought the cheapest one a couple years ago, probably last year. And I am the biggest fan. The biggest fan of aftershocks. If your earbuds bother you at all, do it. I also like that they're on the outside of my ear, so I feel safe when I'm like outside walking. I can still hear the street, or if people talk to me or whatever, I can still hear. So I like that for the surrounding. Number five, therapy. Do I have to say anything else? I dove headfirst into therapy this year, and it has been nothing short of life-changing. I tried a lot of therapists, so I think that when people say therapy is life-changing, I think it's just about finding, going until you find the right fit.
Yeah.
But it's, big fan of therapy.
I'm adding these aftershocks to our favorites list.
Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can also look up like pre-adhesive lashes too. I can send you the ones that I've bought a couple of styles. We can add them to the list. Mm-hmm. Six, microdosing. And I'm talking microdosing THC because another one is intentional drinking on my list. So intentionally drinking means cutting back on alcohol, learning how alcohol really doesn't serve a lot of purposes. It impacts your sleep, but I don't like to feel high. So I love a microdose, 1.5 to 2.5 milligrams. I've brought a few of my faves here. My latest faves, I actually just popped one as we were doing the intro.
We should microdose for the Chiefs game.
Oh yeah. 100%. I'm bringing it. I'm doing it. Yeah. Well, heck yeah. So fun because then you just don't have to drink as much, but you're vibing high.
Yeah.
So these are Soul ones. I talked to you guys about Rose LA, whatever. I've talked to you guys about sipping ones that you microdose. Just microdosing in general is great. Tesla, love it. Already talked about it. It's great. Prioritizing sleep, prioritizing protein. I think those two things have been two huge game changers in my year this year. Really like learning my body and how things interact with it. I love having my Aura ring and looking at the data to be like, why didn't I get deep sleep last night? Or how can I improve this? How can I lower my resting heart rate? When do I get the best sleep? What's my appropriate time to go to bed and wake up and blah, blah, blah. So sleep and protein, I feel like those are two separate ones, but equally very significant. Another one for me is slowing down and not working so hard. This was the year of like, I don't know. The first word that comes to mind is like exhale. It's just like this like pause. Maybe that's mm-hmm. a better word. It's like a pause. And I have this need. I'm a very like goal-oriented, driven person. So I have this just innate desire to be going at all times and like making every moment count and just yeah. seeing now how actually that's great. And I like that part of me, but it's actually overrated and is not totally serving me. So just really slowing down and tangentially, is prioritizing play. I feel like I, my whole life, have been prioritizing achievements and climbing the ladder and making more money and getting more status and I don't know, all of those things that my brain had associated sort of worth with achievement and really didn't like prioritize play at all. And to shift that this year, huge.
I love that.
So I talked about intentional drinking, also intentional friendship. I had outgrown, I think I realized this year, outgrown a few relationships that maybe I was holding on to, but I also made some new friendships and having to like travel to see them and like really just deciding with intention who feels good to be around and prioritizing that. Talked about intentional drinking. Oh, this is a huge one. No self-judgment. So my brain is a dick, as all brains are. And our brains say really shitty things to us sometimes. And a superpower is being able to observe your brain. And like when you have a thought that you're not proud of, you're judging someone, you're talking shit in your mind, you're judging yourself, you're being mean to yourself, you're angry at your kids, like whatever. And instead of then feeling like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? It's like, whoa, okay, where did that come from? That wasn't me. That was clearly, I don't recognize that person that was thinking that. So the self-judgment over my braining, I just don't indulge in that anymore because nothing good's from beating yourself up and feeling guilty about something you didn't choose. Like I don't choose to think shitty thoughts. They just think that my brain just thinks them. And then I can be like, wait, I don't subscribe to that. I don't believe that. That's a ridiculous thought. Instead of being like, what's wrong with me? It's like, oh, brain, okay, I see what you're doing, but no, this one feels more true and better, blah, blah, blah. Okay, two more. This really was the year of understanding, I think, myself from the inside out. So understanding my body, understanding my brain and my brain functioning. And one of the books, probably the best book that I listened to this year, is called Good Morning Monster. And it is written by a therapist, and it is a tale of, well, it's not a tale. It is, I don't know, maybe she has like 6 or 7 different patients that she sort of walks through their cases. And you see, they sort of talk about, you know, like they'll come to her because of a issue. And then as she peels it back, you learn like all of these issues really started in childhood based on their exposure and their experience. And I mean, these people were really like traumatized, right? Mm-hmm. So when we talk about like my trauma, I didn't have the trauma that they had, but to see how their brains draw conclusions and then impact their lives so significantly as an adult, and then to see them begin to heal themselves. And over, like one guy couldn't sleep with a female. He was so, he could never get an erection. And he's like in his 40s or whatever. And then he obviously started having really bad confidence and then just didn't want to date. And then he felt lonely and all these things. Come to find out, like his mom was so abusive and neglectful that he didn't feel safe around women is what, like, you know, it's Whoa. Just like these, it's so fascinating what you experience as a little kid and then how it truly impacts the rest of your life. And you don't think that they're, you're just like, this is just me. Something's wrong with me. I'm broken or whatever. That book was so eye-opening to me. And the way that she writes it is very engaging. I listened to it on Audible and I listened to, that one was really good. I also liked, Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. That was really good. Buy Yourself the Fucking Lilies was really good. But this one was my favorite, Good Morning Monster.
And I just
this
added came it from, to my reading list.
Yes, the Good Morning Monster title came from one of the moms. That's how she would refer to her son. Good morning, oh, wow. But she only called him a monster, right? She was just like really mean to him. God. Good morning, monster.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it's so trigger warning, like look that stuff up and make sure you're in a place where you can handle it. I listened to it because I have, same for you, Colleen, sort of like a bleeding heart with people and you can be very empathetic. And I had to listen to it from a perspective, like every one of these people had a happy ending, which is very helpful to know going in, right? And not be thinking about like how many other people is this happening to and how horrific and all of that, but really observing it of like what a brain is capable of.
Wow.
It's fascinating. Okay. And then last thing, this goes in line with self-judgment, but self-compassion and self-forgiveness. I think as I've grown a lot, my brain wants to present with a lot of regrets. And even just this thing recently with the neighborhood that we were talking about, right? And I talked about it here. And like, I want to beat myself up for drawing those conclusions, but that doesn't serve me ever. And so I just have to be like, I was doing the best that I can. If I could have been doing better, I would have. And that is where growth comes in so that we can continue to do better in the future. But absolutely nothing comes from me regretting anything like that because I was doing the best that I can, as all of us always are. And so just really having compassion for myself and forgiving myself. And also, I sometimes think about like all the past versions of me that I want to feel like gratitude for them. And sometimes in therapy, it comes up where I'm talking, you know, we're talking about that. It's like they call it shadow work or inner child work or whatever. And it makes me emotional to think about various mountains, that mental mountains that I've overcome and how much pain I went through and how much like just love that I have for the past versions of me and gratitude that they got me here, right? That no version of me ever gave up on myself. And I think really just treating myself better as best I can has been huge this year. And I hope to, you know, take that in to next year.
I love it. Okay. I think you aced the assignment. Well done.
Another ace in the hole.
Yeah.
Something for your gut. Taking care of your gut. I mean, I talk a lot about the inside out. I talk a lot about the mind-body connection. Ritual is one of our partners. I'm so grateful for them because they also focus on the gut and that mind-body connection. Probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions. But if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. So because it's got, you hear about prebiotics sometimes, you hear about probiotics more, you hardly ever hear about a postbiotic. But with two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea, the probiotics that they have provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. Then they've also come in these delayed release capsules, which make them designed and able to survive the harsh conditions of the GI tract and all the, you know, acidity that they have to travel to. And it's just this little minty capsule with no refrigeration needed. So it's coming with me to Cali. It goes wherever I go. Beyond that, they, of course, rigorously test and validate their products by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual invested in a study modeling the human colon, which showed Synbiotic Plus significantly increased microbial diversity and the growth of beneficial bacteria. They also follow industry-leading sustainability standards. So Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. So they're focused on us on the inside, but they're also focused on the outside world. And we love that.
We love that. I love Ritual. I love Synbiotic Plus. It is in my daily routine. There's no more shame in your gut game. Synbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to help celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/sip. This offer is only available through January 31st. Start Ritual or add Synbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/sip for 40% off.
All All right, hit us with yours.
Okay, little things that changed everything. Our house brought in the Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah.
Our house, this was a big thing. And it was, you know, Chris was gifted it. He didn't know how to receive it. He thought he was becoming, quote unquote, a Target mom. And he fully embraced that. I got it. And I also still really like my simple modern, but just the elevation in the insular. I don't drink out of anything else now.
Really?
I love having the large.
Yeah.
Cold.
You have the 40-ouncer.
Yeah, I have that, and we have a smaller one. Mm-hmm. But I just love them. I drink so much more water having
them
around.
They're worth the hype then. Because you know those are like a viral sensation.
I'm out of sorts without that thing filled up daily with ice cold water. And I just walk around with it, and I love it. Just absolutely love it. It's right by my bedside. It's everywhere. Something that really helped me with work this year was I never ended a work day without writing down my top three things for the next day. And that really helped me. Yeah. So every single day before I stopped, because I was so in the flow of the day
going,
or whatever, I'm like, what are the top three things? Because when I started my day, it took me a while to get in the groove and kind of recalibrate and sort of, you know, you got a lot of other, you start the day with a lot of people with their priorities and you can get caught up in the waves of other things.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. It can be kind of like this, what's today going to bring? Right?
Yeah.
This like curiosity to the date versus, well, I know it's going to bring these things and then I'll be able to take on whatever, but like at least these are my priorities.
These are my top three things that I'm doing at the beginning of the day. And it feels good. It feels like that's how I can end my day too. Mm-hmm. Feels like a nice, consistent ending. And then I have these nice beginnings and that's just been wonderful. Okay. Another thing, this was a year for me of a really loved after I did the race, post race. I didn't love the training up until the race. That just was way too much for running. Mm-hmm. But I do three runs a week now.
Okay.
And I've been able to keep it up because it's really simple and it's just really easy. My workout routine, I love it right now. So the three runs are timed runs, 20 minute, 30 minute, 45 minute.
Ooh,
that's it.
Yeah.
And they can be anything I want them to be, whatever I'm in the mood for. Usually the 45 minute is a slower, more endurance run. The 30 minute is more of like intervals. And the 20 minute, something fun, like great music, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then in between those, I've been trying to do, related to this, I've been trying to do, because I was doing a lot of bar, which is because I love bar. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to incorporate some heavier strength training into that as well. From I saw a post from Megan, the dietitian. So anyway, so that's been nice. But basically, outside of those days, I'm doing some kind of strength.
Yeah.
And then a day of just like yoga or rest. But having that simple anchor, I just love it. It's just been so wonderful. This is like a second week in a row repeat, I think, or we talked about it the other week. Little things that can change everything. A great pen, these ink joys.
Let me tell you.
I got a ton in my stocking. There were some teachers who wrote us on Instagram that said, oh yeah, you got the right ones.
Those ones are good.
Okay. OfferUp. That changed everything for me this year. Mm-hmm. Buying more things secondhand, selling things that we have that we're just not using anymore to help find good new homes. That's how we like furnished our Airbnb was primarily OfferUp, which has saved a ton of money. And this year, inflation and just everything, prices of things are so high. And I also sometimes think about all of the things like in the world that get made, like just all of the things. Yeah. If you think about all the malls and all the Targets and all the every brand. Stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much just stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. I love the feeling of finding something, you know, good on OfferUp. And I'm going to start, you know, even sourcing some like toys because I'm finding like we have a lot of really good toys that the kids just aren't playing with anymore.
Right.
And there's a lot of things on OfferUp that are like valuable, nice things. But
I saw someone on TikTok this year. She said, I thrifted my entire kids' Christmas last year and I'm going to do it again this year. Like, she just thrift and she's finding really cool stuff. I mean, her kids are so little. I feel like there's no ego involved yet, right? As kids get older and they care more about brands and stuff. But right now, I saw it too late, but I thought, what a good idea. Because it is, it's like stuff, especially when it comes to the kids, that they're not like playing with for that long.
Yeah.
Right. So to get it from, and it's just, not contributing more. And you and I both, at the beginning of the year last year, I think some of our intentions that we talked about, one of them was like to buy less.
Yeah. And that's a great way to do it.
Yes. That's,
you know, and just like the things like Ben is, he's been so into trains for so long, but there's going to be a day where he's not. And we have hundreds of dollars of every Thomas train that's available. We bought all of it new.
Yeah. Right.
Like someone, and I don't even care about making, I just want some little kid to love it.
Just, it's not about the money. It's just about really the commercialization and like rehoming things.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's other families that are about on the, you know, on the outs of Legos, and Ben's just starting to get into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, OfferUp is great. Okay. Sleep. I think this was the year, it might have been late last year, but Charlotte's Web sleep gummies were my jam. Mm. I just ran out and I have more coming, and I notice it when I try and do something different for sleep. Those little Charlotte's Web CBD sleep gummies are the best. And the dosage is two gummies, but I just take one is all I need.
And it's enough,
it's just a nice wave taking me to sleep. But I don't have that. I took a melatonin last night. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I slept deep, but I felt in a funk for like the first good chunk of the day. And I slept great. You know, it's tough to find ones that don't give you that hangover.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Magnesium spray on my feet. I've talked about these. You can just put, You can just put magnesium spray into Amazon. I love spraying my feet with magnesium spray at night. It's just wonderful. So
do you have a brand that you love or a type
that you love?
No, I've
only tried one. You just put magnesium spray, go with whatever on Amazon.
It's good to go. Yeah.
Okay. And I just spray the bottoms of my feet and you let them air dry. Mm-hmm. And there's just, you know, I love my nighttime rituals.
Yeah.
My friend laughed at me because we were at a girls' weekend and we were sharing a bed and she's like, okay, time for bed. And she like just gets into bed and I'm like, would you like a sleep gummy? Would you like magnesium spray on your feet? I love the oil, the essential oil that you recommended. I got my sound machine. I got my eye patch.
The whole thing set up.
My earplugs.
And she's just like in bed.
Yeah.
You're like, it's going to be a 45
balm
minutes.
On.
Yeah. I'll be sleeping in 45 minutes, but I got to take care of some things first.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Acupuncture. Mm. That changes everything. That changes everything. Anything that's wrong, acupuncture will fix
it. Believe in it. Yeah.
So I read this thing. I Googled, why does acupuncture work?
Okay, good.
And it talks about where it like creates energy in your body. So like it goes just kind of in between, not in between. I don't know what I'm talking about, you guys. But like it like stimulates your energetic fields, which depending upon where it goes, helps wake up your body to self-heal. That's the whole idea behind it. So that's why it can kind of tackle so many things, whether it be anxiety or sleep or digestion, like a range, right? Because it's stimulating your body to fire up in those areas and then your body does the work.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the acupuncture while you're there. So it's a little prod, essentially. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. It is interesting. I remember when I first went to acupuncture, like I was having all those headaches a decade ago and I was skeptical. And I remember asking her, do I have to believe in this for this to work? And she's like, no,
no,
it's like an actual physical thing. So you can, cause I feel like acupressure is kind of like woo woo, right? Yeah. It's not, it should, I think it's less so now, people are more accepting of it, but it's actually scientific. It's not just like this.
There's like,
oh, energy.
Hard thing. Studies now.
Yes.
Like for fertility, there's hard studies around fertility around it. Arthritis, there's studies for that. It's like a whole lot. Okay. I have kind of fallen out of this, but I want to get back into it because waking up early and getting a morning stretch in before the kids wake up, not crazy early. I wasn't like a 5 a.m.er, but just getting ahead of it enough to where I could like get a nice stretch in and have my body be all stretched out. I mean, like, parenting is a full workout.
Yeah.
Mental, emotional, and physical when you have littles, because you're putting on their clothes and diapers and this and that.
Yes.
So I felt like I was stretching like pregame and I was warmed up. Yeah. You know, that was great.
Yeah. I think that's nice. Our kids are our alarm. You know, they come in and they get us and we like to sleep. But there are so many times where I think, would it be better? Because they come in and they're ready to go. I mean, they've walked across the house. They probably lay in their bed for a couple minutes and wake up. And then they come across the house and they come get us. And then they're like, okay, get up. And I'm like, okay, just give me a minute to wake, you know, because they're like ready to go. But then you got to like pull yourself out. And I think like, man, would it be a better morning for all of us if I just got up a little earlier and took some time for me and then I was ready to greet the day with them when they woke up, you know?
I mean, really, these stretches were like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, but it made a big difference.
Huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge. Because they were coming out onto the field, but I was ready to go.
Right.
I was running circles around them versus the opposite. One of the things I'm loving right now is taking the guesswork out of scheduling things with people. So what I mean by that is there's a group of gals that I love that I didn't see for a long time after COVID, right? Mm-hmm. There was something about, you know, becoming a mom.
Yeah.
The identity shift with that. I had a hard time postpartum with
as
Ben.
As most people do. Yeah.
You know, then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. Then I was pregnant again, ectopic, and then pregnant. I don't know. I own a lot of it of like I wasn't reaching out enough and I wasn't showing up as a great friend for a lot of people for a while. Mm-hmm. I own it.
But also, again, couldn't have done any different, or you would have, right? That was the best you could.
Totally.
Yep.
So this particular group of women, they're like so gracious and understanding, and a lot of them also had their own shit. So they're like very empathetic. You know,
yeah, right.
And it's
a lot of them started families too, I feel like.
Yeah.
About the same group.
There's just no holding it against you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But all this is to say they started this thing of First Thursday, where the first Thursday night of every month we get together. Mm-hmm. And I just love that because it takes the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
I know when I'm seeing them. And then I started doing last Sunday with my dad. So on the last Sunday of every month, my dad and I go to coffee and we do the Tell Me Your Life Story book. And Ellie's been coming with me, which has been really nice. And we found this little coffee shop. It has a great caramel coffee. And we sit for like an hour and a half and we just talk. And I love it. And we're doing it this, you know, when you have listened to it, it'll have been a couple days ago. But I love taking the guesswork out of it. It's like, that's our Sunday. And you know how it is. We can all get swept up in our own lives. Things are really busy. So when you make it easy on yourself to prioritize it, and then everyone kind of knows. Chris knows. Thursday nights, first Sunday. Yeah. It's just like predicting, you know, it's just like really nice to have that time like prioritized, carved out. And like, if there's anyone that, I don't know, like, I don't know. I just think it's a nice way to keep that space open.
Yes.
And make it easy. Yeah. All right. These ones are a lot lighter. Two last things. Okay. We had a partner on the pod, Lomi. I don't think they've bought spots since, and they're probably not
Lomi.
Lomi. It was like the food, like compost thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I still stand behind that. I think it's really cool. The issue that I have is we don't have much of a backyard. And so the thing with that is it was like a plug-in thing. So you were using energy to make soil. And I think if I needed soil, it would be worth it. But I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't need a production to make soil for a yard I don't have really.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a friend of mine who has a lot of space. And so they have it now, which it's found a good home because that thing is not cheap. But
is it the friend that I know?
Yeah. 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 Figure out how to use that thing, I feel like I learned a lot. So I didn't know that so much toxicity could be released from food in garbages, that it's different, that like food in certain environments will biodegrade, but if it's in a garbage bag specifically, it like creates a lot of toxic gas. I didn't know that.
Right. I didn't
That's
either. Until
so we did. Yeah. It was fascinating to me to learn that. And so instead, I bought this little OXO food compost bin. So it's just this little bin. It sits on my counter. It has a lid. It doesn't smell. You can buy biodegradable little bags, like little trash bags that you put into it. And so then when it gets filled up with food, I tie it off. And then our city now takes, if you put it in the landfill, they'll take it. And it's awesome because on – so one, I feel like good about that. And then two, it's nice because our garbage doesn't smell anymore.
Oh, yeah, because you're – because it's not like food items.
There's no food in there. And it, I feel like we just – anyway, that's been great. Little thing changed a lot of things. Very last thing. I love cheese pizza. I just love cheese pizza.
Oh, wow.
And I always felt kind of silly ordering it because I'm like, oh, that's like a kid's thing. So I would like order margarita or I'd order whatever. I'd be like, oh, I'll get whatever anybody gets. And I've fully embraced that I just like cheese pizza.
Yeah.
And I've gone hard in the paint on myself for that this year. Just order. I'm like, I want cheese pizza. But then here's the thing with white sauce. White sauce cheese pizza.
What?
Forget it. It's the best. It's the
I did not see that coming.
Best. We got Bellagio's tonight, and I got a gluten-free because I find that I respond to that a little bit better. It's just by choice. I don't have a gluten intolerance. But I just find I respond to it a little bit better. So I got a gluten-free pizza tonight, cheese with white sauce.
Chef's
kids don't touch it. They have their own cheese pizza with red
sauce.
Yeah,
if it's white
sauce,
they're going to say no thanks.
But it's mine. It gets a little garlicky, a little cheesy. Oh, God, I love a white pizza.
That is so hard because I do like white sauce, but I love red sauce.
I also love red.
So it's so hard.
I also love red cheese pizza. Just cheese pizza. Cheese I'm not embarrassed by it anymore.
I love that. Own that shit. Order cheese pizza.
Yes.
I'm a 40-year-old who likes cheese pizza.
I like cheese pizza.
Okay.
And it's not that I have an issue with toppings. I think all pizza is delicious. But what I really want when it comes time to ordering is the purity.
Yeah. And I don't want to have to pretend I'm an adult.
I don't want to have to pretend.
I don't want toppings.
No.
I
just, what I truly, really, deeply,
cheese pizza.
Actually want is just cheese pizza.
And let the chips fall.
Where
whatever you guys think about
take
me.
Take me or leave me.
Yeah, you don't have to like me, but I'm enjoying the shit out of this.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Okie dokie. I know what we're doing before we go to the Chiefs game next
weekend. Oh, baby, do we.
Yep. Our first drink of the night is going to be ZBiotics. ZBiotics, maker of the world's first genetically engineered probiotics. Okay, so ZBiotics was engineered by a team of PhD microbiologists. ZBiotics is a probiotic drink that breaks down the byproduct of alcohol, which is responsible for mornings after drinking, for rough mornings after drinking. Okay, so bottom line, here's what you do. Step one, you have your ZBiotics. It's your first drink of the night, and it's a little tiny cute drink of the night. You can pop it in your purse.
It's easy.
Right? And then just suck it down within a second. And then step two, go have fun. All right? Mm-hmm. Pace yourself, hydrate, drink responsibly, which is what we always do. We care about our sleep. We want to have a good sleep, but
we
want to vibe and we want to have fun.
I want to vibe at a football game without feeling like I shouldn't have vibed, you know?
And you know what? Yeah, I want to wake up the next day and go do things because I'm going to be with you.
Right.
I'm going to be in LA. I never go to LA. I want to feel good at breakfast the next morning, not just like dreading and not liking my life. I want to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day.
So here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted to a toxic byproduct in the gut, and it's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for our rough next day. So the pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to help break this product down. And it's a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. So thank you so much. We will be taking this and living our best lives, right? This year, we want to form more sustainable and better drinking, health, overall wellness habits. It's not an all or nothing approach. ZBiotics allows me to enjoy nights out in moderation while working towards this goal. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/sip to get 15% off your first order when you use SIP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/SIP and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Do you know what I did?
What?
Totally spaced rant and rave. I mean, I can come up with him on the fly.
Dude.
I was thinking about all of these small things, you know, the small wins for the year.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think kind of goes without saying, we talked about it on Patreon. Wait, we got to start with the rant. Do you have a rant?
It's so funny you say this because as you were reading the ad, I thought, oh, shoot, we're speeding and this is a dead end road because I also forgot my rant. But I have a story to tell that is a little bit of
what if we on the fly right now?
Yeah.
Could we even do it? Could it? Is it
even
possible?
I have something. I have something on the fly. And it's funny.
But rant of the year.
Of the
rave of the year.
Whole year?
Do you know what I mean? On the fly.
Shoot. I'm going to tell this story and maybe I can turn it into a rant of the year.
Okay. Okay.
Because on the fly is too good of a tie-in for what I'm about to say.
Okay, good.
So
go.
I felt like I was left high and dry from Chris today. And let me tell you why. So this thing's been happening where I pick up Ben and then because I do pick up and Chris does drop off for the kids.
Yeah.
And this thing's been happening lately where I will pick up Ben and then we'll go get Ellie. And, you know, Ben's happy and Ellie's happy when she sees me, mommy, you know, and then she runs to me and I'm talking to the teachers. Right. And then we go to get in the car and a switch flips. And she doesn't do this any other time except for me when we're leaving her daycare specifically. Mm-hmm. And what she does is she arches her back. She screams. She doesn't want to get strapped in to the car seat.
Oh.
And I fear that other people think I'm abducting her.
Yeah. That you're not her mom. Wow. Okay. Uh-huh.
Because it's that bad, you know.
And is this only when you pick her up from daycare?
Only when I pick her up from daycare.
Okay.
And it's a warm greeting. People know I'm her mom. But then as soon as we get to the car, you would not think that's the case. Small rave within this rant. One of the things I'm loving lately is in moments of Ellie's stress and then therefore sometimes my stress. If Ben's around, he'll say, "You're doing great, mom."
Oh,
isn't that cute?
That's adorable.
He'll just say, "You're doing great, mom." That's so cute. Smells my heart. So basically people think I'm abducting Ellie. And then today, Chris sends me a text because I told him about this. I said, "Does she ever do that for you?" And he's like, "No, she never does it to me."
Wow.
And so he sends me this text message today and he said, "I have a thought on why you might have an issue getting Ellie into your car at school." And I said, "Go on."
Yeah. I'm waiting.
Alexa's talking to me now. Okay, so then he says, "Do you swoosh her around in the sky like an airplane? And then it's like she's the airplane landing in the car seat. Do you do that?"
Oh.
And I said, "Do you do that?" And he said, "She loves it." And he has done, you know, because sometimes we switch. And so I think, so then today, I pick her up, and as soon as we get to the car, I said, "Okay, you're an airplane," and I swoosh her around, and sure as shit, big smile on her face, and she's fine. And I texted Chris. I said, "You left me. You hung me out to dry."
Well, he didn't know. He thought you were just doing it. I don't know why he would think that, but like, he did, apparently.
Dude.
I don't know why anyone would think this is like a normal, this is what every parent does when they load up their toddler.
Why wouldn't must have thought you? That. Fly her around like an airplane.
Yeah.
What so this whole time I'm getting Ellie, you know, a stone's throw away from the car.
The police are on to you, hot on your tail.
And that's when her switch flips of why am I not about to board my flight?
Right.
What the hell are you doing, mom? She's stressed out.
Don't know I'll be back again. That's what she says. Oh my God. That makes so much sense because that literally probably is why she hates it.
Yes.
Because she's thinking, oh, that was fun.
Yes.
And then every time you don't do it, she says, "The fuck, mom?
The hell?
What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah.
Over there.
And Chris is texting.
You sleep at the wheel?
Hey, I had this thought. Yeah. Do you ever swoosh her around?
Right.
Like, oh, no, I literally hadn't thought of that because why would I?
It's Ellie Air.
Ellie Air.
You know? Ellie Air.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me think of a rant of the year.
Rant
Do you
of
have
the
a
year.
Rant of a year? Of the year.
Well, the first thing that came to mind for me was the Arizona summer. It's just so hot and disgusting, and yeah. I hate it here.
Yeah.
The second thing that came to mind, but I feel like I might go with the summer, is like my lack of friendship locally. But I feel like the only reason is because that's very recently been bothering me, you know?
There's a reason.
But it wasn't something
element.
That I cared about all year.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to go with the Arizona summers. I think they're, it's beautiful. It's really like July and August that are just insufferable.
Yeah.
June and September are still not great. June was okay this year, but July and August were just brutal. Mm. And so I'll take the rest of the year, but I do feel like it's hell on earth, literally.
I have two rants of the year.
Okay.
Our sleep was not good this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad for a really long time.
Yeah.
And to just operate, the things that we have to do to operate, the stress that it puts on you, that was really not
sleep.
Fun. And then also, I don't think there was a whole lot on television this year that was phenomenal. It has been a light year for
entertainment. TV.
Like when I was looking back on like best things that I've watched this year, like Succession was like by far, but that was like forever ago. That feels like 5 years ago. There's been really nothing that I'm like, I really miss the feeling of top tier,
sitting down,
high quality,
so
steak
excited
dinner, like full course meal,
right?
And where you're just so engulfed in it. Mm-hmm. Like, remember how it used
to
be?
Well, did you guys do Game of Thrones? There was lots of, there was like Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones, Homeland.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Even
what else,
Ozark.
There was like, Ozark.
Just like where you're just
slam dunks. You're looking forward to it.
Wrapped up into
week.
It.
Yeah.
And there just was nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing phenomenal.
I think the rave of the year should be something to do with my family or my kids, but the absolute first thing that came to my mind.
Taylor.
It's Taylor.
Yeah, dude.
It's the Eras
so
tour.
So much joy.
It's Taylor. Like every, when she's not touring right now, thank God she's dating Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce because at least we get to see her every Sunday.
Yeah.
But it was from March until November or whatever, October. I don't know when she went on her first break. I think it was through October or something. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, the point is every single weekend, there was content that I was consuming, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was new music that we were jamming to all year. And then what was she doing on the tour? What were her surprise song every night of the show? Oh, she broke up with Joe? Oh my goodness. And now she's dating Matty Healy. And what the hell's going on with Matty Healy? Wait, now she's broken up with Matty Healy, but we're seeing her out. Oh my God, she's out. She's out in public right now.
Yes.
Wait, do you think it's possible she's dating Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce? No, that can't be. Wait a minute. But maybe it is. Maybe Travis. Hold on a second. There's rumors she's coming to the game. What the heck? She's happier than she's ever been. She's at the goddamn game. She's here.
Turn on your TV.
Do you think she'll be at the next one?
Look at them driving away in a car.
She's at the next one. She's driving around.
He's touching her waist.
Look at the way he holds her hand. Look at that. He doesn't let her go. They're getting out of the car. He swaps one hand to the next. He just so effortlessly touches her waist.
That guy from the Chiefs. Look at her run to him.
Look at the guy on the Chiefs. She's running. The dad is happy. It is so good.
It's such a phenomenon.
It is so good. Like, it is truly, I'm making my yearbook, that I do every year. And it's like, there's like this highlights of the year, which I change to significant moments of the year because I feel like it's not a highlight, but a marking year for John losing both of his parents.
Yeah.
It's a significant thing in our lives, right?
Beyond,
so I did significant. But also I put Taylor Swift on the Eras tour because, and it was like, you know, a picture of you and me when we went to the show, but it has taken up a lot of my energy this year and all of it has been joyful.
Joyful. Joyful.
It's so good.
You know, and that's a rave within that rave of, and I've seen a lot of things about this online and just I love New Year's. I used to hate New Year's when we were, because when it was the bar scene, because like the bar scene's so stupid. Oh, yeah. You get all dressed up and New Year's is dumb. I don't think that anymore. Now, in this stage of life, I love New Year's. Mm-hmm. I love getting a little sentimental, and I love reflecting. And then I love the celebration of the night of the turn into something new. Mm-hmm. And I love just that feeling of like, what's going to happen this year? You know, just the anticipation of a new year is just all cool. I love it. Mm-hmm. And just looking at kids, you know, and like the markings of a year and the difference a year makes.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of things in the recaps of 2023 about like how this was the year of feminine energy. And not undervaluing or discrediting or disparaging or invalidating the joy in that feminine energy. The things that women like are not inherently not worth being likable.
Right. Yeah.
Taylor Swift music is genius. It's not, we can't invalidate it just because it's something women like. The movie Barbie, we can't invalidate it just because it's something women like. Romance, love, like whatever. Like are the things we love and are interested in like matters and it's awesome too.
Yeah.
Just as much as any other thing. And that's so cool. And like I told Chris, I was like, I'm going to the Chiefs game. And I was like, is that cool? Like, or is it crazy that I'm a Chiefs fan? And I asked him kind of jokingly. He's like, you love it. That's not crazy at all. So you
I know
love
when
it.
I was trying to decide what shirts to get us, I saw these ones that said Karma's the guy in the Chiefs coming straight home to me, and I thought, let me get that because that's right. But I also felt I held myself back because I'm like, is that cheesy? Because it's like we're really Chiefs fans because of Taylor, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't end. I did the Abercrombie ones, but I did see them and thought like, I mean, that's why we're Chiefs fans. Is it crazy? I had that same thought. Is this crazy? Is this silly? Is this ridiculous? But I love his response of like, whatever. No, take joy seriously.
He's like, what a fun time to be alive for you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's your birthday. Like, it's so perfect.
It's so perfect. And guys, I think we confirm this off air, but I thought you said you're fine sharing a room.
Yeah, totally.
So John, Colleen, and me. Three of us.
I love it.
Just bunkmates for the weekend.
I love it. He's going to have a great time. Part of my excitement for the weekend, besides us being together, is I do think John's going to get a kick out of everything.
It's going to be fast. Yeah.
I mean, he's all of a sudden upon the two most raging NFL fans there.
Yes. And thank God the Chiefs aren't playing the Packers because I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
And a divorce that weekend because I would need to be cheering for the Packers, but I saw what I did.
He's gonna
I saw
red.
What happened to me earlier.
Yeah. But he just appreciates football. He appreciates
He likes football.
He's gonna enjoy
and he
it.
Likes me. And it's my birthday. So
well that's good.
It's like I think he'll mock the Taylor Swift, and I don't but secretly deep down he's also grateful for it.
Yeah. He's choosing to come. He could have been
choosing to come.
No, I don't want to be there.
He's in.
And I love
that. It's gonna be a great time.
It's gonna be a great time. Mm-hmm. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. We love you.
Happiest New
Year. Get your cheese pizza this year, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, just own it. Mm-hmm. Own it.
And you can sip with us. Sip with us always. Sip with us always. And we will.
You can microdose with us always. We'll see you
next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.